Elton Rivas, let's begin with you. You and a few others dreamed this up a few years ago, and I think it's safe to say this is the year OneSpark officially blew up. So first of all, congratulations.
Thank you so much, and thanks again for having us here this morning. I think that, you know, when we first started this as a movement and it turned into a festival, and, you know, I don't know what's bigger, having people that really didn't understand the concept, and then last year going from zero to 130,000, or, you know, a few people that showed up last year telling a few of their friends and them telling a few other people, and then having, you know, more than double that show up in the second year. I don't know what's more amazing, but we couldn't be more excited about the results. The Creators Project this year were just absolutely amazing, and I think seeing some of those projects is kind of the driving force that keeps us going to make this even, you know, better as we move forward.
Joe Sampson, Executive Director of OneSpark, let's talk about some statistics and highlight some of the biggest winners. For people that were there, for people that weren't there, let's talk about the numbers, because they are pretty impressive.
Yeah, no doubt. We had over 260,000 people turn out over the 5 days, and they explored 20 square blocks of downtown Jacksonville. You know, they discovered 610 different creator projects that were showcasing in 77 different venues. So they weren't just there sort of passively, you know, watching a concert or taking in a show. They were there engaging. They were voting. They were giving feedback to these creators and ultimately deciding which ones move forward and receive the funding they need.
And tomorrow, it's my understanding, Elton, you're off to New York with OneSpark financial patron Peter Rummel, hitting the national media. Is that right?
Yeah, we're actually headed out in a few hours, so glad to be here this morning. And then
Just grabbing you guys before you go coast to coast, right?
Well, you know, I think it's really important to tell the story of what's going on in Jacksonville, and I think we're extremely fortunate to have somebody like Peter as a partner in this, as a supporter of it, a huge contributor, not just financially, but I think intellectually as well. And as we head up to New York, I mean, we've got a pretty very tight schedule up there. But
are you going to be doing?
Watch for him this afternoon on CNBC's Closing Bell.
Oh, very nice.
I think, you know, that's one of the biggest shows out there to showcase kind of what's happening in the business world. So that's a great opportunity. Tomorrow morning, we've got some other meetings with the Times, with Fortune, Forbes, and Fast Company. So hopefully, you know, we can continue to tell the great story of all the activity that's happening here in downtown Jacksonville.
In a moment, we'll talk about OneSpark Berlin. That's coming up this fall. Meanwhile, lots of calls at 549-2937. What were your thoughts and feelings about OneSpark and what's next for the big event? Kat Hardwick with Downtown Vision, Inc. This was just a banner 5 days for the city's urban core. I'm sure lots of excitement in your office and lots of discussion about how to keep the momentum going.
Mm-hmm. OneSpark was such incredible exposure for downtown. We talked to so many people who hadn't been downtown in years, and it created that memorable experience for folks, and they were having a great time, and you could tell they were excited to come back and see what else was going on. We saw school groups come down, and it was a great time for the kids to come explore and get comfortable in the downtown environment. We saw people who closed their offices on Friday or for a few hours to let their employees come down and explore, too. So very exciting.
What's your reaction to quotes from financial backer Peter Rummel telling both the Times Union and the Business Journal that much more heavy lifting is needed for downtown to truly come alive beyond this event?
Sure. I don't think anyone in our office disputed that at all. I think OneSpark is one incredible piece of the puzzle, but there are a lot of things that need to come together and align to really make downtown a 24/7 city. We understand that. There's so much momentum with the Downtown Investment Authority and programs that they have. Hemming Plaza is about to come online so that it's not just activated during OneSpark and Art Walk, but it's going to be activated 7 days a week. Things like that are also going to factor in and make a big difference.
Meanwhile, after New York, you'll be setting your sights, guys, on Berlin. That will be the satellite event this fall. Can you share with us what is planned for that event? And can you give us any idea, any window into what other U.S. cities might do this type of festival as well?
Sure. We've received, dozens of requests from cities, not just abroad, but also domestically. And We're taking all those into consideration. But the first step is One Spark Berlin. We actually kicked off a crowdfunding campaign just like we did here about a year and a half ago or so to help support that festival. And you can get all the information at onespark.berlin. We thought that'd be a good URL for people. The festival itself is going to be September 12th through the 14th, so it's a little bit shorter in duration. The logistics of it are a little bit different in that there's a centralized main venue with a host of a couple others. So the experience is going to be a little different, but the ultimate core, kind of the ethos of One Spark, will remain the same, of taking a great idea and helping that get connected to capital, either human or financial. And the voting will still be there. There's going to still be, you know, crowdfunding ability, venture capital money on the table, and pathways for all the different five categories that we have here as well.
And so this brand is going global. Joe Sampson, how will the growth of this brand, do you think, impact this city, Jacksonville, Florida?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, you know, we haven't really had a lot of time to let what happened last week soak in. And
I'm surprised you guys are awake right now. I'm going to be real honest with you. Every time I saw you, I could tell there was a lot happening. But
well, thanks
I'm sorry.
For having coffee in the green room.
Always have it brewing. Yeah.
I think once we do finally have a chance, we'll say, you know what, this was, you know, at minimum a nationally significant event. I mean, this was the largest gathering of people in the U.S. over those 5 days, and it happened in Jacksonville. And I think as the brand continues to grow and expand and we enter new markets and continue building out this platform for action for people that are, you know, sort of tired of talking about their ideas and ready to take them to action, I think that only benefits the city where it started and sort of the home city of One Spark. And I mean, this is where we're going to keep our HQ. This is we're going to continue to grow out of Jacksonville. And really that major annual event that One Spark throws is going to continue to be in Jacksonville.
Pretty exciting for advocates like yourself, Kat.
Absolutely. Very exciting. You know, one thing that we saw at One Spark that we loved was the opening of the Barnett Jacks building. And when you look at projects that like that and the Amplified project that was looking into renovating the historic Snyder Memorial Building adjacent to Hemming Plaza, you're seeing projects that are starting to take off, and they're located in downtown, and they're going to change the landscape throughout the entire year and for years to come.
Lots of calls, emails, and tweets. Did you come out to One Spark? What were your feelings and thoughts about the event? What are your questions for the organization's directors and your thoughts about downtown Jacksonville? Let's go to the phones right now, 549-2937. Let's begin with Matt in Jacksonville. Hello, Matt. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Great, thanks.
Great. I thought One Spark was awesome. It was just an incredible time. It was good for my confidence and my idea and getting it started. I didn't actually do a boost this year, but it gave me a good boost that, you know, you can take your idea and make it happen.
What's your idea?
I play in a band. It's called Danka, and we do live music all around the country. But I'm looking to incorporate, and it just gave me the confidence to finally, you know, I'm gonna get my business mind together.
Excellent. Well, good luck, Matt. Keep us posted.
Yeah, thank you.
You know,
for sure.
I heard that type of sentiment a lot, that this event was a huge shot in the arm of people having confidence in this city. Would you both agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that when we set out on this, we had four goals, and the number one goal that we had was to help really support the city's creative class and doers and people that were taking action and have a sense of pride in that community. And, you know, there's been an amazing undercurrent and underground talent base that's here in Jacksonville that really just needed a louder megaphone. And, mm-hmm. you know, fortunately, I think everybody came together and saw this as an opportunity to use that as a megaphone. And even better than that is that they feel comfortable doing it. And that's something that I think Jacksonville as a community provides as something really special compared to, you know, maybe some other really, really intense startup hubs or really, really intense kind of creative communities that you don't see that sense of collaboration and support that you do here.
549-2937, Alicia in Glen St. Mary's. Thanks for holding, Alicia. Good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning. Good morning. I volunteered at One Spark, and I had the best time. I did it for 4 days, seeing downtown Jacksonville so alive. made me very, very happy. All I kept thinking the first day was South by Southwest, because I've been following that because I'm from Los Angeles since it began. And watching the people in the community come in and vote for the, you know, their creators was just amazing. From the Wells Fargo building, the, you know, the Ed Spark section, to the landing, to the media, Dalton Media, State, you know, office, who opened up their facility for us to have booths go in. I was just amazed, and I just cannot thank these two men enough, because I think Jacksonville really hit it out of the park. I mean, I had people coming in to vote from 8 years old. You know, we had field trips of schools coming in. They had their email ready. They knew who they wanted to vote for. We had an older couple, 70 years old, donating, you know, both of them, the husband and wife, to one of the creators right there on the spot. So I think this is going to be a great, great second chapter, you know, for downtown Jacksonville. I personally love, you know, going downtown because of the bookstore, hanging closets. It's so pretty. And I think this really, really is the breath of fresh air that is going to keep it alive. And I'm so grateful that a lot of the artists got a lot of recognition. You know, the two or three that I really enjoyed actually won. You know, the Down to Earth Farms, the Farm to Truck, the little young boy is serious, he won. So I'd just like to thank these huge men, because as a volunteer, everyone was so supportive. We were all over the place. I mean, we were walking all those 20 blocks, and every volunteer had a really, really great time.
Alicia, thanks so much for calling. Thanks so much. All right. South by Southwest.
Go.
Well, yeah, first.
No, you go.
First, I'd love to just jump through the phone and give her a hug. I mean, she's thanking us for this. And
That's right.
Without the volunteers, there's, you know, none of this comes together. We've had a lot of comparisons to South by Southwest. We talked about it, you know, last year. There's been, you know, a few different quotes floating around, but one of them that's really interesting is calling One Spark a party with a purpose. And I think that's a big point of differentiation between what this community is doing and building versus, you know, what's happening at South by, which has just become this, you know, 3.5 week giant thing that
you
takes over
the city. You have a
different
mission, a different brand.
But. Yeah, I think... Well, I think the essence of this thing, and we always talk about it, is that connectivity. But people really get that, and I think that we've seen, you know, over the 5 days at One Spark, that people are down here with that purpose of supporting creators, of supporting people that are taking action, and it provides a very different atmosphere than just somebody coming down to party for 5 days, and we're really excited about that and hope that continues.
Kat?
You know, you hear terms like confidence and party with a purpose. I think it also goes a long way for our identity. We always hear, okay, what's downtown's identity? What's Jacksonville's identity? And this type of event and the entrepreneurship that we're seeing, the fact that Jacksonville, it's a very giving city already. We're able to give back and support our creators, support our local talent. I think that goes a long way in helping to establish what we really want our identity to be as a city.
Lots of tweets, meanwhile, coming into the program as we talk with the founders of One Spark. I've lived in Jacksonville for 20 years, says one listener, and I work downtown. I can never look at the city the same way again. Kudos to all those that made it happen. Another tweet, with the way the One Spark results shook out, will there be an effort to limit the number of creators in the future so more winners can get a bigger share of the prize money?
Yeah, I'd say we were actually really happy with the way that the new prize structure worked out. I mean, on Sunday at the closing ceremony, we handed out 11 five-figure checks, and one of those was for greater than $20,000. So I don't think that we're going to overhaul the prize structure again. We're going to continue to tweak and perfect this thing as we move forward and grow bigger, and there's new ideas that come to the table and new technology that becomes available. But right now, I think we're really happy with the number of projects that got connected to funding.
And here's a tweet from our own Patrick Donges here at WJCT. The best part of B1 Spark was the human interaction. So many interesting and interested people all together in one place. And let's go to Mark in Jacksonville. Thanks for holding, Mark. You're on the air. All right, Mark, give us a call back. India in Jacksonville. Hi, India. How are you today?
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say I really enjoyed One Spark. My husband and I spent about 2 days solid coming to the festival back and forth and staying all night. And we were there last year as well, and we really saw the difference you know, for ourselves. I must admit, last year we were not a voting couple. We didn't vote. And this year I saw the need so much. I understood the importance of it. And we really encourage people to vote and do things like that. I was a little disappointed that there weren't more people voting once we saw the final tally. So perhaps just as a suggestion, that's something that could be worked on for next year to really encourage people and let them know the importance of that voting and why they should vote. But once we realized that, we did encourage all of our friends who attended with us, which is probably about 10 or 15, to vote. So, again, thank you guys for the festival. We really enjoyed it, and we look forward to it next year. I wish I could be in Berlin with you all, because I know it will be a lot of fun.
Thanks, India. So about 120,000 votes tallied, right, during the event. You happy with that?
Yeah, you know, I'd actually say for doubling our attendance, we more than doubled the number of votes that came in. And I think that, you know, we talk about this party with a purpose, which is cool. That's kind of like, I think the first time I've heard that was this morning. But I think there's people that are there for the party, and there are people that are there for the purpose. And it sounds like India and her husband were there for the purpose. And I think we're going to continue to try and drive that messaging home that, you know, you vote, you contribute. And by doing that, you get to decide which of these creator projects receive funding and receive the resources they need to move forward. You know, thank you, India, for getting it.
549-2937. Jason in Jacksonville is on the line with us. Hello, Jason. Good morning. All right, folks, if you've been holding, give us a call back. DB in Jacksonville. Hi, DB. Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, DB.
That mean? Oh, yeah, it's DP.
Oh, good morning.
Hey, this is the first time I made it to the event. I missed it last year, but I was really impressed, and I wanted to thank the organizers and the founders for bringing this to Jacksonville. One of the things that surprised me to see, and I was very happy to see, was people that were doing the makerspaces and the workshops. And I'd like to give a shout out to some of the folks that I saw, the Jax Hacks and Cheryl Dwyer with the Big Bang Science. He's starting an educational facility for teachers to come and bring have a space for bringing out exhibits and stuff like that. Karen Sandusky is looking to put together a space. We've got the Artery, got a lot of people looking to rehabilitate some buildings. And I think that draws attention to a real resource in Jacksonville that we have, which is real estate. And it's good to see people trying to turn these buildings and these spaces into something, you know, something new and exciting.
Sure. Thanks for the call. Kat Hardwick, recent print reports looking at the success of this festival and the challenges ahead for downtown point out that downtown's real estate market is challenging. Rents just aren't high enough for many people to take over a storefront and build it out. Mm-hmm. What about that aspect of this?
You know, I can say anecdotally, we heard from the folks at the Barnett Jacks building who are putting in about 7 floors or so of residential. They had 500 inquiries for more information to live downtown by Thursday. So that doesn't even take into account the rest of the festival. I thought that was absolutely incredible.
Wow. We have a tweet from Will. I was thinking of moving downtown. I signed a lease with the Carling. One Spark helped in convincing me. And is that an ancillary effect of what you're trying to accomplish, guys?
Yeah, you know, we're not in the economic development business by any means. That's not our core purpose. But man, that's a nice byproduct, you know. And to have people that want to be part of this center and want to be, you know, in areas that they can walk to and fro work and connect with people, you know, the other 360 days of the year, there's still a lot of activity that's happening downtown around this kind of creative class and culture. We're extremely excited to see those things happen and hope that continues and that we can help provide other pathways for those things to happen, you know, working with DVI, working with other people in downtown as well.
Danny in Hollington, thanks for calling the show, Danny. Good morning, Danny.
Hey there. You know, I work some really, really crazy hours, and I was so disappointed that I didn't get to take part in this year's celebration. But what I was wondering is there a possibility that you could provide, say, a whole website where all of the people that are making presentations can put, say, like a YouTube pitch on your website and give those of us who can't make it down there in person a chance to see their presentation and maybe vote from home, because your numbers, your attendance numbers might have been even higher if folks like myself could have gotten down there and voted like we really wanted to.
Well, you know, Danny, if you checked in once at the festival through your smartphone, then you could vote from anywhere after that single check-in. That's something I actually did.
Well, someone told me about that, but unfortunately, like I said, I work crazy hours and I didn't even get to go down
there
just to check in the first time. And I would have liked to have used when I checked in last year, but I was told that that wouldn't work.
Okay. That's Danny in Hollington.
Yeah, in speaking to that, and I can totally appreciate that. We've heard that from a few folks, and you know, Melissa, you even said that you heard it from other people. The in-person connectivity is something that really makes this event special, and so we, you know, we try to balance both sides of this equation, where you know people can come down here as long as you check in once, you can get the ability to vote, and then you can vote from anywhere during those 5 days. The other thing you could do this year that's new is you could contribute from anywhere in the world. So you didn't even have to come and check in to vote. But we think it's really important to keep that, you know, kind of human interaction element to break through this whole sea of digital noise that you have. Being in person, it still really matters.
And that foot traffic is so important. Kat Hardwick, Downtown Vision.
It absolutely is. And, you know, I can only begin to imagine the type of feedback you're already getting from folks. It's not unlike what we see from Art Walk in a way. There are things that work for these events, and then there are things that, you know, you try to balance. Like, how do you keep the quality of the presenters and creators up while making it a platform accessible to everybody? But, you know, or how do you get the people into the buildings? That was one we heard from a lot of the creators. That's the same type of thing we see when we do Art Walk, too. So I think it's just about growing the, you know, and trying to explore how to make it bigger and better every year and keep bringing those people downtown.
I'll probably make a little bit of an even bolder statement there. And I think the crowdfunding world doesn't need another Kickstarter, you know what I mean, or another Indiegogo or Rocket Hub or online crowdfunding platform. I mean, this is totally new and unique, and it's unique to Jacksonville. And we did that for a reason. You know, you've got to be here physically and engage these creators, you know, so that they're not just getting your vote or they're not just getting your funding, but they're also getting your feedback and your validation. Face-to-face.
And kudos on the success. We'll look ahead to next year. Keep us posted. And by the way, a little bit more feedback from a very mysterious Twitter account, Sean Birch's Hair. We just don't know who's behind it. He says, my One Spark suggestion, rename your food village One Spork. So there you go, guys.
There we go.
Done.